One second.
Getting the music ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Go for it.
Are you ready, though? Are you ready? Oh, shit. I was on mute.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
That's how you start a podcast.
Boom. Hello, welcome.
Welcome back, guys. 18th episode?
17th.
No, 17th was last week.
Was it?
Well, no. Yeah, it's definitely, it's okay. The 18th. Yeah.
18th episode.
It says it right here. 18th episode.
You're brilliant. Guys.
So, we're back. We're back with a bang, I suppose. We're back after a big episode last week. Or this week, actually. Christopher Nolan Part 2. We hope that you enjoyed it.
Hopefully.
We want to see about what people thought of our rankings. That would be cool. Get a little bit of a reaction going.
Yeah. We're also looking into our statistics.
Yes. Statistics, man.
We have a bit of a global reach now.
Yeah. 3% of listenership in America. Shout out America. Whoever's over there listening to us.
We got Canadians,
Indians.
A few Indians.
Yeah.
Sprinkled over there.
We got a few Finland.
The Finns.
Whoever's in Finland, shout out. Because I can imagine, like, in America, when you type up the Big Kahuna on Spotify, I can imagine, like, you could probably scroll down and be, like literally at the very, very end of the list, but, like, you'd be like, oh, I might give this a go, you know?
But, when, like, would you be searching up Kahuna?
Kahuna. Surely there's a film called The Big Kahuna. Do you ever know that?
No.
They might have a playlist. Why would you be looking up? No, you could. There's stuff for, like, I think there's, like, playlists and stuff like that for Pulp Fiction, I think.
But yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know why you'd be looking up Kahuna, but, like, we're there if you're looking. So thanks very much.
Thai listeners as well.
Yeah. Shout out. We got a 2% listenership over the age of 60.
Some senior citizens.
Yeah. So whoever's doing that, thank you very much. We hope you're enjoying. Yeah. Today, got road trips, if you hadn't guessed it already.
We've got a sprinkle of them here.
Yeah.
A few dramas, a few comedies.
I don't know why it came to us tonight. I was just thinking of Dumb and Dumber, maybe.
And some real adventure movies up in here.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Some really good adventure films, to be fair.
Yeah.
What are you thinking looking at that list?
I don't know. We literally just threw it up. So.
Where do you want to kick it off?
Eurotrip?
Eurotrip? Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay. Well, what do you think?
Plus, you said we weren't talking about road trip and Euro trip.
Oh, I thought we were talking about one of the two.
All right, okay. No, let's not start there. Let's start with... Right.
Don't ask me that.
Come on. Decide.
No, we'll decide, please.
Zesty. Let's start with Dumb and Dumber. You want to start with that?
Okay.
I love Dumb and Dumber so much. What was your first experience of watching Dumb and Dumber?
I don't know, Film 4, man.
Really? Yeah, it was on Film 4, wasn't it?
It was, back in the day.
Yeah, I remember the first time was...
I haven't seen it in ages.
Yeah. I remember the first time I watched it was... I think this is it anyway. Going up to Letterkenny. I was near enough Letterkenny with the family for a week away. Dad bought a few DVDs in the shop. I think it was Life of Brian. Happy Gilmore, I think, as well. And maybe Dumb and Dumber. I'm not sure if I watched Dumb and Dumber there, but... It's just an instantly recognisable classic, I think. Jeff Daniels Jim Carrey. Just the two of them, really.
Serious duo. They made a number two, though, didn't they?
They did. They made a
few years ago.
They made another one, another sequel. I don't know if it was connected with it, though. It's called Dumber and Dumberer. It was quite poor, now, to be honest. It was like the younger versions of them, I think.
Yeah,
it was. Did you watch that one? You probably
I've seen a few scenes of it. Yeah, like pieces.
Dumb and Dumber 2, what did you make of that?
That's what I'm saying, I didn't see much of that.
Oh, I'm talking about... So there's Dumb and Dumberer, which is like a prequel almost.
No, I haven't
So you definitely
seen
haven't seen that?
No.
You haven't seen Dumb and Dumber 2? Or just Bits and Pieces?
Bits and Pieces.
Yeah. It's definitely not as good, but it's got some funny scenes. Like the intro is very good. I think he pretends to be paralyzed for the last, like, whatever it is, 30 years before, I think Jim Carrey, 30 years before the actual film, and he just pranks, what is it, Harry and Lloyd. He pranks Harry for 30 years, but turns out he's fine in the end.
Sure, we got the scene in the van. That was good crack.
A scene in the van. Which one was that?
They were singing, weren't they?
In the first one?
Yeah.
We should just talk about the first one, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can barely remember it, though.
Oh, yeah. Mark, yeah, ing, yeah, bird, sing, yeah. You know that one, the Mockingbird one?
No.
I went off on that one. Yeah, Lloyd starts singing it, I think, in the truck. Isn't that the one you're on about?
I can just remember. That's, I can vaguely remember a scene in the van.
Yeah, he's driving your man nuts. The guy who's chasing after him. Remember that? Man, you're not remembering this at all.
I can barely remember it, man.
But when was the last time you watched it?
When I was like six.
But what was the premise? So Lloyd is bringing this girl to the airport.
Okay.
And she's at the airport. She forgets her briefcase.
So they're just going around trying to give it to her.
Yeah, so she was putting it down to like a handoff to these guys who were looking for money.
Yeah.
So it was payoff, whatever. And your one walks away and Lloyd sees it. He's like, no, gotta get this briefcase. So he sprints into the airport, grabs it. And he like falls off the platform for the airplane or whatever. But anyways, he wants to return it. So he goes to Aspen with his friend to bring it back to her. What a premise, like. What the hell? But while the guys who didn't get the money are looking to kill them, they think they're like high class, I don't know, operatives.
Like, I remember the scene, there was a funny scene, I think it was just outside a hotel that they left.
What would that be? The one where they're wearing all the clothes?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was like towards the end of the first one.
There's some funny scenes in that film. Very, very funny scenes.
Yeah. I have to see them to be reminded of them.
Yeah, which are
classic.
But that was the Farrelly brothers as well, I think, who did Something About Mary. Did a few wacky comedies like that. So, yeah, but that was a great film, Dumb and Dumber. Very nostalgic, I think.
So what'll be the next film?
Go on, you choose. Something you want to talk about. Let you talk for a while. I feel like I talk way too much on here.
Do you know what? Just throw it into the wild out there?
Yeah, do you want to crack into that one?
Yeah, so it's based on a true story of this lad. Somewhere out in the sticks, anyway, in America. Well, he grew up normally, like middle class, whatever. But he's doing very well, like he was about to get into a top school.
Yeah.
And
his family was, I think, rich though.
His family, yeah, they were well off.
Yeah.
And his dad was going to help him out, get him a job or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just suppose he didn't really like his home life. He got sick of society.
Yeah.
In the end, he just wanted to go off grid. He was just sick of everything.
But I think he felt like he had it all. He had money. He had money.
But he didn't know, like,
he was going to big college. You know, he had his life all ahead of him. And then he just decided to up and go.
Out of nowhere. So he just literally hitchhiked across the country, where he was trying to get up to Alaska.
Mm.
And he was just picking up odd jobs throughout the way. And
yeah, I think he did a few kind of trips of America. Like, I think he spent a long time going all over.
He was just traveling across the country. And the story just follows him across the country. The people he meets, the characters, the different journeys he's going on.
Yeah.
And he ultimately ends up in the forest, and then we'll let you see what happens from there.
Well, yeah, so it's based on a true story as well.
Yeah.
McCandless, I think you have a few. There's a few facts there.
Oh, do I?
I think you might have, yeah, about the note that he left. If you can find it, fine. But
I don't want to spoil it, like.
Oh, yeah, that's true, actually. Well,
but a few people who were who knew him were actually in the film, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Shit, yeah. Sorry, guys, he dies at the end.
Cheers.
There it is. But yeah, it's directed by Sean Penn as well. Forget that. Do you got any factoids for us?
Yeah, give us a second here. Right, I'll attempt to read out his final letter.
Are we doing it? Okay, go.
Right.
It's pretty creepy.
So basically, like, he just before he died, he was sick because he had these wild berries, and they turned out to be, well, poison. They thought for years that they were poisonous, but it turns out there was just like this poisonous fungi that was growing on the fruits.
Oh, no,
that's
way.
What killed him, because he was an expert in like foraging fruits and stuff.
Is that what
so
happened?
So people were surprised that would have killed him.
Wow.
But he did kind of go out unprepared, and
yeah.
He was eventually going, like, he was going to die, like.
Do you think so?
He was starving after a while.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't...
he was really...
He didn't really learn how to preserve the food properly, just to catch it.
That was very interesting.
Anyway.
But he's in the deep of Alaska as well, like, you know.
Yeah, there's no one coming to save you.
Yeah.
Especially back in, whenever it was filmed, the 80s or the 90s.
Yeah. Imagine being out there, man. Could you imagine being out there? I mean, what
bears, man.
I feel like you'd be in a different universe, man. It's like another dimension almost. I feel like you'd be so
planet,
in touch with everything, though. Like, imagine nighttime.
It would humble you, because you'd be like, you're not you're in danger out there.
It's like Sassy, man.
Sassy the Sasquatch.
Yeah. But you know, when he has those like trips and he is connected to everything, like, you know.
Do you think?
I don't know. I feel like there'd be something very surreal about it.
I think you're looking into it too much. You're just out in the wild, like.
I don't know, man. Being there, no one for miles. Like, think about, like, you were there. You were the only person.
Yeah, that's what's so nice about it, like.
Yeah, but I just think it's going to do something to you spiritually. That's all I'm saying. I'm talking gobbledygook here. If you don't know what I'm saying, though.
Like, yeah,
you connect
to
nature and all that. And I think if you saw, like, you're living, like, your nights are just starry skies. Like, you can see everything, man. Everything.
Yeah, but how long would you want to do that for?
I'm just saying, like, for the first, like, how long would you want to do it for? I don't know.
I think I'd do it for, like, 3 days, like, going out camping. It's basically, like, camping is a smaller version of that, really. Like.
I wonder about, like, the outdoor boys. Like, the YouTube.
Yeah, well, I wonder how long he's been on, like, a camp.
Yeah.
Because he does the videos. Now, he's an expert. Like, he never actually ventures too far out from his car. Mm. So, like, you do see, like, some of the videos, he does turn around. So, he's safe.
And I think he does in short bursts as well.
Yeah, he only does max like one night.
Yeah, and he's a very like focused human being. I wouldn't say like he's like...
He's a lawyer, sure. He's driven.
Yeah, but he's such a good guy, man. He's such a good like role model, you know? But yeah, it's an interesting topic, I think. Just being out in the wild by yourself, you know? But then the coolest thing about that film is what he writes at the end. He's like... happiness is nothing if it's not shared with others, you know.
Yeah, he was keeping
that's crazy.
He had a biblical little Bible there. He was just pages were on fire when he was scribing that out before he died.
Happiness is nothing if not shared with others. That's powerful.
It's kind of creepy though, because he didn't really tell his family. He just literally bailed.
Yeah, it's cool in the film. Like he takes out his wallet, burns all the money.
Yeah.
Cuts the cards,
gets rid of his phone, just goes off the grid.
Yeah, it's such an incredible film. And I don't know if there's too many films like that either, you know. I mean, I know
he didn't really know what was going to happen at the end. Like, I really thought he was just gonna, I thought he was gonna turn back,
or
maybe
his
parents gonna catch up with him or something.
Yeah,
anyway, I should read his death note.
Go on, do it.
All right, the note that Christopher tacked to the bus actually said, SOS, I need your help. I'm injured, near death, and too weak to hike out of here. I'm all alone. This is no joke. In the name of God, please remain to save me. I'm out collecting berries close by and shall return this evening. Thank you. August?
August.
With a question mark.
August, yeah.
August?
That's so weird.
It was creepy.
It's very creepy. Yeah, geez.
The note shown in the film was a page from one of his journals. That's eerie.
Wow. Do you know how long until they found him?
I'm not sure.
I can imagine it was a good while. Like.
But
how did he take that?
I don't think
that?
It was that long. I think... Also, he lived out there. He called it the Magic Bus for 114 days.
Wow, 114 days. Oh, man.
Well, he did get... Do you remember? I think he went out there twice.
Did he?
He got booted off the first time, I think. By, he was on people's land, wasn't it?
I don't think so, no. I think when he goes to Alaska, it's just... He just stays there, I think.
Sean Penn waited 10 years to make the film. until it was approved by the McCandles family. That's your man's name, Christopher McCandles.
Christopher McCandles, yeah.
Even his watch, the watch your man wears in the movies, Christopher's.
Wow.
Jeez, they went all out. Anyway.
But man, how did he take the photo at the end? Did he have a camera with him?
He did. He took one. Oh, that's the really famous picture.
Yeah. It's always perplexed me, man.
Oh, he just set it up on a timer. And it was like before the camera. It was like the last picture on the camera.
That's so creepy, though.
And that was taken like a day or something before he died.
Like, it seems like such an uplifting film. And it seems
that's
like
where it gets you.
That's where it gets you, man. This is actually pretty sad. Especially like what I just said there, like that he's not happy because he's no one to share his happiness with, you know?
Yeah.
So he's,
even though he isolated himself.
In effect, it feels like he just took it too far. Like he didn't know how to go back to society.
They threw in like a little hint of like a little hint of regret in there.
I think so, yeah. Because like because the film is kind of spliced with him having great experiences with people, like, and that's what kind of
it's really tests him, like,
yeah, but that's it tests him and he learns a lot, but like then when he's by himself, like, how are you ever supposed to have that when you're by yourself, you know? And I think that's when you're looking for happiness, it's nothing if there's not other people around you, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know, I just thought that was such an interesting, like, it's a pretty obvious thing, you know, but it's just cool when it's there in a film and someone's actually done it, like, they've really gone to the wild. Like, sometimes you think to yourself, man, would it be easier in a way, like?
No.
I think so. I agree. I do agree, obviously, but
you could just move out to, like, Longford or something, you know?
Longford.
Just go out to, like, Roscommon or something. That's wild enough. If you're sick of the big smoke out in the city, just go up to Longford.
And Longford town is pretty big.
They've no trees out there. I'm sure the highest bush is probably like 2 foot off the ground.
Go to Leitrim.
There's a few mountains up there, isn't there?
Yeah. Guys, anyone listening, is Leitrim a real place?
I think so.
Is it a real place?
Yeah. We've no Leitrim listeners.
Yeah, we don't.
So maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it a real place? It's just like a place you drive to, really.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I've driven through it. Probably have.
I feel like if you try and stop there, you'll just glitch into another county. Like, if you stop and go to the petrol station.
Yeah, yeah, there's no stopping. Like the train in GTA. It's just not going to...
Yeah, you just... Yeah.
Not going to stop.
You just get knocked out. Like, you wake up in another county. I don't know. But that's what you're saying. So that's the extent you'd go to. Just move to Longford.
Just move out to Longford. Honestly. Get a bit of land and just...
I love how that was the most rural place, like the most...
No, that's...
Natural, overgrown place.
Well, they're all at the west coast.
Yeah, true. I suppose we know all the west. South. Yeah.
Like, you know, people live on, like, the islands out, like, West Cork and stuff.
Yeah. Do you imagine living out in those...
In a Gaeltacht.
Do you imagine living out in those... Where was the... where was Star Wars?
Oh, you don't live out in Skellig.
Skellig.
There's no one living out there.
Yeah, but could you imagine those monks?
The monks, yeah. Jesus.
Bro,
they were hardcore.
Yeah. They were hardcore. They were there all year round. They didn't see shit, like, just themselves and praying. That's a place where you could lose your mind there, man.
No, they probably had a load of wine out there as well. They're probably getting
pissed. They need it, man.
They definitely were, having bonfires every night.
You'd hope they were having a bit of crack.
Yeah, sure, scribing. Sure, scribing 12 hours a day. You'd want to drink after that.
Nuts, yeah. Yeah, but I just, even still, I mean, but it's such a beautiful place, man. It's incredible. Have you been out there?
No, I've just seen it from the shore.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible place.
But I was down in West Cork when they were filming it, and I saw, like, just the back end of their crew.
No way.
Like, two Land Rovers just on top of a hill. And that's just cool. Over the hill they were kind of filming.
Really?
Yeah. But it was cordoned off, like, I only saw it in the distance. Because we were just going for a drive.
But apparently you can go on the island.
Yeah, you can get there's tours and stuff out there.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can... Can you walk around it? I think you can only go to certain places.
When they were walking up around there, it reminds me of, like, it's like the Irish version of, not the Aztecs, the... Down in South America.
Mm.
What are they called? The Incas or something.
The Incas. Which?
You know, what's that place called out there? In Peru, on the hills.
Machu Picchu,
yeah.
Really?
You know the way, like...
The houses
and stuff are tiered.
Yeah, yeah. The little huts, like... Man, they were cool. Those little huts. Do you remember, like, have you seen them on Skellig, Mike? I think it's Skellig Michael, isn't it? You've probably seen the photos, like.
Yeah, they're like little cottages on it.
Mm. They're very cool. The way they're designed is very, very nice. But yeah, I can imagine now they... I mean, would you find peace in a place like that? I don't know. I'm asking too deep questions.
Yeah, let's go on to the next film.
But yeah, Into the Wild. Just go back to that. But if you haven't seen it, go watch it. Incredible, incredible film.
All right, I'll let you pick the next one.
Go.
Don't do too dirty.
Okay, let me see here. We're the Millers.
Ooh, okay.
I haven't seen this in a while.
Yeah. A few big names.
Funny film, though.
Let me pull it up. Explain the premise.
Yeah, some big names. Jennifer Aniston. What's his name? Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Ed Helms is the bad guy in it.
Then and your man.
Yeah. What's his name, man? What is that guy's name? Oh my god. He's getting so big recently as well. I don't want you to tell me this one. No, it's lost to me.
Have you found David Clark. No, it wasn't. You said his name already.
I didn't, man. Well, Jason Sudeikis. Will
Poulter as well.
Will Poulter, that's what I'm talking about.
I read the character's name by accident there.
Oh, that's class. So yeah, We Are the Millers. Do you want to explain the premise?
Alright, I'll give it a go. Let
me see. You remember, I can barely... It. Oh no, yeah.
Yeah, so basically...
Yeah, but what's the catch? There's some catch in there, is there?
Yeah, so basically it's this guy and he gets in debt to this...
Drug dealer.
Some loan shark.
Yeah, he's a drug dealer. There's a...
And he has to, I think, smuggle drugs somewhere.
This is Jason Sudeikis, yeah.
Yeah, he's a smuggle from... drugs across the country.
Who do you know, Jason Sudeikis?
Can I finish my synopsis?
Sorry. I'm just trying to make this more relatable to the...
So when he has to smuggle said drugs across the country, he's like thinking like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this covertly? Like, and then he's like, okay, I know a few goofy characters in my apartment block, so
pretend we're family. Yeah,
I'll get them all together, pretend we're a family, and they'll pay them different amounts of money or whatever. But they don't actually know the full extent of the worth of the drugs.
Yeah,
and classic, they all become friends throughout it.
There's some funny scenes in there.
Some seriously funny scenes. There's
some funny scenes, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good. That was very good, Warren. No, that was a very succinct explanation. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
All right. Calm down.
What?
Calm down.
Okay. Go on, so. Preach. Preach, pastor.
I just did.
Okay, so you want to talk about the film now, maybe? Or you just want to say it's a good film?
I'll pull up that scene of Will Poulter singing.
Sing it.
Yeah.
There's some funny scenes, like when he's getting with his sister. His pretend sister. You're not listening to me at all.
No.
There's another funny scene. There's that meme of it as well, remember?
I can't hear you, man. One
second. Byron, you're being so rude today. So rude.
What are you saying? There's an ad there.
Just the clip.
Yeah. Just give me 10 seconds, like.
Sorry, I was just saying about the scene where he gets the sister. It's pretty funny. And then the other family sees them. They're like, this family is family of Satan.
Across them, yeah.
This family is from hell.
The sister, didn't she fancy one of the lads at like a trailer park or something?
Yeah.
He was a funny fucker.
And then lo and behold, they actually become like a family at the end. It's really sweet.
They're just doing a bit of carpool karaoke.
Come on. I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not what God given me. Is it because my life in 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade away, seldom praising for the sunny day. You claim the insane, but nameless place in top of fallen prey to crime. I swear the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations in hopes of coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. And don't go chasing
water. That was good.
I thought you were going to pull that up and it was going to be...
A goofy song?
Yeah. But no, he nailed that.
He went for it and he got it.
He's kind of goofy in the film though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's that funny meme from it? You know, he's like, Jennifer Aniston's like, I'm getting paid.
Yeah, yeah, but you guys are getting paid.
$5,000. And then your man's like, you're getting paid $5,000. I'm only getting paid $1,000. And your man is like, you guys are getting paid.
Classic.
It was good, though, when it came out. That's weird. The middle. I don't know. The road trip element, is it as strong in this one, do you think? I think there has to be a real...
They're in the caravan for the majority of the film, really.
Yeah.
It counts.
I suppose it counts, yeah. That's true. But I like those real ones that they go through long periods of driving, you know? Driving, man. The real feel on the road. Right, well, you pick the next one, homie. I'm enjoying this episode, I have to say. I'm enjoying the chit-chat.
Well, we've already spoke about, like, we'll just shout out, like, The Green Book.
Yeah, we've talked about The Road.
Do you want to give a little shout-out to Peanut Butter Falcon real quick?
Yeah, let's talk about that film. You want to give a small shout-out?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
It's one of his, like, it's a smaller role. He's the main character, like, but this is a phenomenal...
Yeah, flick. Very nicely sentimental and kind of really powerful messaging and stuff like that. And really fun film, like.
Yeah.
So basically his... Shia LaBeouf is... I don't know what his...
He's a bit of a vigilante, like. He just... Yeah. He's living in the deep south out in Florida.
Yeah. He's a bit of an unwanted kind
of. Yeah, he's just like a petty thief kind of thing, and he's trying to get his life back together.
Yeah, it's a small independent film anyway, but his brother, I believe, is it?
No, it was just a friend he met. Or no, he was given protection of him or custody or something, wasn't it?
Was there something like that?
Anyway, there was this guy with Down syndrome, and he just like...
They become best friends.
And
they were best friends anyway, but...
They go on a little road trip across the country.
Yeah, and it's kind of showing it.
Trying to evade the cops as well, which the criminal element was good.
But kind of trying to improve your man's self-worth and like how he kind
of... learning from each other. And Shia LaBeouf is very closed off.
Yeah. And then there's Dakota Johnson is in that film. She's the love interest, I think, is she? But it is quite a powerful film, I have to say.
Very wholesome ending as well.
Good humour in it as well. What was the wholesome ending? Oh, at the...
The wrestler.
That was brilliant, match. Man. That was really good.
Because the kid with Down syndrome, he was put in a home.
Yeah.
Throughout the film, and they try and escape from that. And he got taken away. And all he wants to do is become a wrestler, because he just constantly has this one wrestling tape.
But his, that he worships. His performance is excellent. Really, really good. Like.
Zach. Right, let me pronounce this.
Go on. Galifianakis.
Zach. Gotzigan.
Gotzigan,
yeah. Right. German or something.
And did you see that film in Northern Ireland?
The short film. That was the Oscars there,
That was brilliant. That did really, really well for itself.
It won the Oscar, didn't it?
Yeah, it won the Oscar, yeah. What was it called again?
I have no earthly idea. The Will or something, was it?
It was something like that. But that was really powerful as well. I mean, there's seriously a... You know, call it a genre, but there's a calling out for it, like, you know, those type of stories. Definitely really, really brilliant entertainment as well, like, you know, that Peanut Butter Falcon was excellent. The storyline was brilliant. But I think the
redemption story was brilliant.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout, actually. So yeah, if you haven't seen it, watch it, guys.
That's a recommendation.
It's not one that you'll hear about a lot, but I think it did gain traction for a while. Go on.
Paul. Classic comedy.
Yes, sir.
How do you think it compares to the Cornetto trilogy?
Oh, that's such a good question, man. Oh, that's a very good question. I'd have to think about that one.
Oh, I think I have it.
What's the rating, so?
I'll rank them, the four of them.
Sorry, the ranking, yeah.
Jesus. So, number
four. What do you mean four, man? There's three.
You said trilogy. I'm throwing Paul in there.
Oh, yeah, compared to it, yeah. Sorry. Well, you're right, I'm wrong.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry, bro.
This is the end. What's it called?
World's End.
World's End. That's number four.
Then really? Paul,
number three.
Okay.
And then number two, I would put... Hot Fuzz, the number one, Shaun of the Dead.
Wow.
Oh, really? I like Hot Fuzz. No, Shaun of the Dead's such a classic for me.
I think you're sleeping on World's End, man.
No, it's the worst. Why? The worst of the three.
Why?
And I think Paul's much better.
I don't even know how to rank that. I love Paul so much, man. Let me try. I love Shaun the Dead. That's a really tough one, man. That should be an episode in itself.
Do you want to give us a synopsis of Paul there?
Paul, yeah. Paul is with Nick Frost, Simon Pegg, and Seth Rogen. Yeah, Seth Rogen. And Amy Adams as well.
And Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee.
Bobby apparently. Lee, back at it again.
Shout out Bobby Lee. Please come on the podcast. Who else is in that film?
There's Jason Bateman.
Jesus. And Sigourney Weaver.
And David... Okay, David Kushner.
Kushner. And the one from...
Oh, Bill Glee. Hader was on it.
Who?
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
Fuck.
Harder, Bill. Harder.
Jane Lynch.
Yeah, Jane Lynch is from Glee, isn't it?
Oh, Jesse Plemons from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, you're really racing through them there, man. Jesse Plemons isn't on that, is he?
Sigourney Weaver.
I don't remember Jesse Plemons in that film.
Jesus films.
Yeah.
Give us a synopsis.
Synopsis. Two geeks, two Comic-Con geeks. Comic-Con. Yeah?
Comic-Con, yeah.
Geeks. They're English. They go to America for a big Comic-Con event. And then they'll do a road trip of all the paranormal spots in America. So they go to like Area 52 and stuff like that. And there's some black box. Anyways, they're driving through that area and then they hit this alien who becomes... It's just a journey across America while they're trying to... He's trying to evade the cops, basically, and evade the FBI.
Yeah.
So, really good kind of buddy comedy. Get up to a few adventures, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, Jason Bateman's very funny, actually, when he's chasing them.
He's brilliant.
He's very good.
Wasn't he the bad guy in Where the Millers?
No, that's Ed Helms was in Where the Millers. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
I believe, I'm not 1,000,000% sure, but...
I think I'm right.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, then it comes to a big head. Like, it's just really, really solid throughout. Like, there's no dip in that film at all. It's so funny.
Yeah, and there was some amount of cursing for a 15s film.
It's 15s?
Yeah, I think it was 15s. I remember watching it. Let me just check.
Was it 15s?
I remember watching it when I was like 15 and I was like, Jesus, a lot of cursing in this. It's brilliant. You know, like, just before you're allowed to watch whatever you wanted. What's R?
That they R do? Is
restricted. Like.
Yeah, I think that'll be. Would that be 15? I don't know how they do it over there.
I think it's only max of 16s, man.
16s, yeah. That rings a bell. I can remember the first time watching that film, though. Or are you gonna blurt out what it?
No, work away.
It was in my cousin's house, and he used to. I won't shout out now because he might get hunted by the cops, but he used to illegally download. I think his outlet used to do it, so. So we watched, I think it was Bruno. Joe Bruno.
Bruno. Oh, I love that film.
Yeah, but man, could you imagine that when you're seven, 8 years of age and your sister, who's 5 or 6, is standing beside you watching that shit?
I'd say the majority of the jokes go over her head.
Yeah, but like, just some real. Throwing champagne bottles up.
Oh, and the USC fight stuff. Was good.
Yeah.
And then he went out to...
But he went to that, like, swingers party. Like, there's full-on sex in that film.
And he went to... did he go to Afghanistan? He was making fun of ISIS. He called him Santa Claus.
That wasn't in the film, I don't think.
That was wild.
He called
was it Saddam Hussein Santa Claus, was it?
I don't know. Bruno was one of his craziest characters.
It was... I think it was the wildest one. And then he did the... He said, "I'm making love on mid-fight, UFC fight, around all these hillbillies."
Yeah, yeah.
He had to get escorted out of there. He thought he was going to die.
I was mental, man. But you can imagine what that was like.
Do you remember, do you ever get those, you know, back when we were younger, you'd watch everything on DVDs?
Yeah.
Do you ever get those, like, dodgy DVDs? We used to get, like, sets.
Yeah.
People like, used to give us sets of, you pass them around, whatever.
And sets, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'd be like... 40 DVDs and like they're with marker, the names are just handwritten on there.
Yeah.
And they're all just fucking downloaded movies.
I don't remember those, no. You're doing some bad shit, Byron.
Brilliant.
Really? I'm
watching Transformers on them, all these weird ass movies.
Brilliant. Yeah. But anyways, at my cousin's house, that was where I watched Paul for the first time. That was like a that was like a downgrade in bad stuff compared to Bruno. Still a lot of cursing though.
We'll have to do a Sacha Baron Cohen episode.
100%. Could be next week's episode, actually.
Could be. Anyway, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost came up with the concept for Paul fact. While waiting out in a rainstorm on the set of Shaun of the Dead.
No way.
They handed producer Neera Park a sketch drawing of Paul wearing an FBI t-shirt, flipping off the viewer with a caption that read, "In the US, everybody is an alien." The actual drawing can be seen during the closing credits.
That's cool.
Jeez, they're always working.
Yeah.
Thinking of new skits.
Yeah, it is a great film. What was I going to say about it?
Move
some,
on, like.
Some aspects.
It's a bit of a classic, like, I think everyone's kind of seen it anyway.
Yeah. But there was... But Paul is different to their other films, though. You know, there must be noted. Like, it's very...
Yeah, because it's...
Seth Rogen, a bit cool, though, you know?
They're going on to the mainstream.
Yeah. But they got some big... I suppose they are big. Like, Simon Pegg is
that
big.
Was a big cast, man.
Simon Pegg, that was a huge cast. Yeah. I think Simon Pegg has... You know, he is that big, you know? Nick Frost maybe not as much. I don't know. But they're so funny, man. They're such a good duo.
I prefer Nick Frost, yeah.
I almost do as well, yeah.
Because, well, they've had their own little adventures, like, side missions, like, what's his name? Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
He had that one where he was given, like, powers. Like, he was God. By, like, an alien or something. Did you ever see that film?
No.
Like, he's able to wish things into existence.
I've never seen that.
Let me see what it's called.
I'm talking about Bruce Almighty, man.
It's basically a knockoff Bruce Almighty.
So I don't know about this one. But he has done lots of
absolutely
projects.
Anything. It's crap, like, but...
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, he's done a goofy films. He did Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible,
well.
Yeah. Fuck. I do like him in that.
He did that and he did Star Trek, man. So he's been on the rise, like.
He was a good, what would you call him? Assistant in Mission Impossible.
Yeah, he's kind of the comedy relief as well, or the, you know...
He's like the Alfred.
Yeah, but not as...
Like, that
not
scene
as
when
deep,
they,
like...
That scene, I mean, when he is when kind they, of... You know when they infiltrated the Russian...
Yeah.
Base?
Yeah.
That was seriously cool.
Mm. Was that the Kremlin, or...?
Might have been.
Yeah, it was. Which film was that, though? I always mix them up.
I honestly don't know. Anyway.
We really went off track there, did we? Not really.
Shout out to the Cornetto Trilogy, boys.
Shout out, boys.
Episode incoming on that. Probably.
Yeah, definitely. Now that you've said it.
Anyway, your turn to pick. So okay. We're running out there now.
My turn. So we've gone through that. Talk about the one at the top there. Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
Great one.
Kind of an odd one.
It is a bit of an odd one. It's a bit of a deep one as well, but I think it's a good shout, like.
I think, yeah.
I think we could, considering we went with Into the Wild, I think we're looking forward to a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah, it's definitely on the sadder side of this one.
But it is hopeful, like the tone is hopeful,
yeah.
You know. Do you want to explain the premise? I'm trying to.
I'll give it a go if I can remember.
I'll help you when I can.
So it's about a family.
Uh huh.
It's based around this family, and the daughter of the family is. She really wants to become like a spelling bee.
I know, it's beauty pageant.
Beauty pageant.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know why I thought of that. Is that a different film? A
spelling bee, yeah. Kayla and the Bee, is that what you're thinking of?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she wants to be in a beauty pageant anyway.
Yeah.
So then it's about the story about them travelling across the country to that. And
yeah. Their
son kind of got his own ambitions and problems. And the uncle comes into it, who's Steve Carell.
Who
just had a little mental breakdown.
Yeah.
He's depressed, yeah. So he's on a suicide watch.
Yeah, he tried to...
Kill himself.
Yeah.
So then he's... Sprinkle in there as well.
Yeah. So they're all kind of reluctant to go on this road trip. But
and
by
the
doing
tensions
it,
are high. Like.
Yeah, but by doing it then they actually...
They're trying to save the family almost?
In a sense.
I think the daughter was like, they're trying to low self-esteem or whatever, trying to build up her confidence.
Yeah.
So they threw her into a beauty pageant.
Yeah, but surely wanted to do it.
But then they kind of discovered that they were pretty evil places.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff
yeah.
like that.
But you're kind of thinking the whole time along, beauty pageants don't sound, you know.
Yeah.
But
they're
then,
weird though.
They're really weird things.
Do we have any in Ireland?
We don't. I think the closest we could say is maybe Irish dancing. I don't know.
No, that's completely different.
People do get very dolled up for that, though, don't they? I know it's all about the skill.
I've never been to an Irish dancing thing.
I know it's all about the skill, like, but they really doll themselves up.
No, that's just what you have to wear, like. It's like when you're in the fly, you have to wear, like, a black suit or whatever.
Oh, do you?
A tie and...
Is there rules around that shit?
Yeah. Like, all the tap dancers have to wear that, don't they?
Why should they have to wear it, though?
But, like, Riverdance, they got all dolled up. Like, Michael Flapley was on. He had a very nice suit on.
Yeah, but you know what I mean by dolled up? Like, the freaking hair and all that with the girls.
I think that just comes from, like, the 90s from Flatley.
Maybe. I don't know. I just, yeah, I find beauty pageants a strange.
You took over the world with that song back in the 90s.
I did. That was crazy. A big thing. Eurovision. Shout out Eurovision. Yeah. And then in this film, Alan Arkin, R.I.P., is the granddad, I think.
Oh, he was brilliant.
Very good. Such a good actor, man. He died this year, I think.
It was emotional, like.
It was emotional. I think I may have cracked a tear. Am I allowed to say that, Byron?
I suppose.
But yeah, it is. It's got a nice little emotional thing to it. But very funny at times as well. Steve Carell.
Steve Carell's
so
got crazy range.
He's got such good range, man.
He can be the funniest guy when he wants to be, but then so like
he's
intimidating.
So talented.
Well.
He's so talented. He's like, I don't want to say it, but Robin Williams, like.
Yeah, he's. Maybe when he retires or something.
Yeah, I don't
in a
think
few
he's
more
there.
Years, he won't get any recognition now.
Yeah, I don't think he's done like Goodwill Hunting, but he's certainly done. Or Dead Poets Society, like. But apart from that, his resume is so strong.
What, he needs to touch more of the Oscars?
Does he need to have Oscar bait? I felt like Foxcatcher was Oscar bait, in a sense.
Yeah.
The wrestling film. I think he's really good in that. I think did he get nominated for an Oscar?
He did. But he didn't win it. It was... Was that Ledger's year?
I don't think so, no. Wasn't one that we've done. But he has got range, Jesus. And
anyway,
he's very good in this film.
Yeah, this film, it's kind of goofy, like, because they were struggling to, their van kept breaking down, so they started in third gear, rolled down the hill.
No, there's some funny moments, like, I think it is.
It was just a journey.
Who's the dad in it, and the mom? That's the only one we haven't really pinpointed yet. If you can pull up the cast there, Jamie. You're Jamie, man. You know that.
You are my sunshine.
You are my sunshine.
Toni Collette.
Oh, she's so good, man. Toni Collette. She's a beast, man. Who's the dad? Toni Collette is in Hereditary.
Greg Kinnear,
yeah.
No, it's Greg Kinnear, man.
Oh, sorry, Greg Kinnear.
And Paul Dano. Young Paul Dano. It's Alan Arkin, man.
Alan Arkin, yeah. That's what I said.
Jesus.
Can you explain your t-shirt to the listeners right now?
Bryan Cranston.
Was the dad? No.
No, he was just one of the characters. That's all cool.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, Dean Norris. Hank.
No.
Yeah. What are they doing in here, like? How are they sneaking here? When was this made?
Sneaky boys.
Well, this is before Breaking Bad.
Was it?
Yeah. 2006. When did Breaking Bad come out? 2009?
Was it that early?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Could be 10, though. I think it's 2009.
I feel like they're really rattled off Breaking Bad.
2008.
Man, I keep having dreams that I should watch Breaking Bad again.
How many times have you watched it?
I only watched it once and I just didn't.
But
I never got into it, like.
That's
how many
crazy.
Times have you watched it?
Two and a half, I'd say.
I feel like I'm going mad the fact that I never got into it, like, because everyone's telling me it's the best ever.
Ah, it is. It's brilliant.
You think it's the best show ever? Do you? Or Sopranos,
I think, like,
change your mind?
Sopranos, oh. You have to give so much respect for Sopranos because Breaking Bad wouldn't have been there without it.
Yeah. Kind of broke the mold, didn't it?
It did.
Well, you know.
I think Breaking Bad is better than this.
We'll take it up another time.
Definitely. I'm going to go for Breaking Bad for now, to be honest.
Alright.
Oh, no.
Game of Thrones?
First six seasons, yeah. First seven
yeah.
seasons, maybe.
Yeah, there are a lot of good shows out there, man. Jesus.
You need to watch Invincible, man.
Yeah.
On Amazon Prime. That's good crack.
You've been on this shit. Yeah, I want to give it a go. I definitely will. You've just been giving me so many series recently. I haven't been able to keep up. I haven't started any, but I just don't know how to.
Gotta go back on it, man.
Yeah. So, is that Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah, I recommend that one. That's about that now. Anyway, we've no movie of the week this week. We just didn't watch one, because it's only been like another 2 days since we filmed last.
Yeah.
But what will we say for next week?
It's 2001 Space Odyssey.
Alright.
Are you looking to wrap up or what?
No, I'm just wondering. We're kind of out of films here.
Yeah, I know. Do you want to talk about... So you can't really talk about Dumb and Dumber, you haven't seen it. I'd love to do that film justice, man.
Sure, probably have. We were talking about Jim Carrey at some stage.
Yeah, it's got to be in there, I think. Sure, we're going to watch 2001 Space Odyssey. I've heard a lot of good stuff about it.
Creepy. Apparently.
Really?
I think so.
I'm not watching that tonight, no way.
Maybe.
But yeah, we're going to give that a go. We're going to give it a big review, I think. We're going to get into it, so yeah. And read our review of Roadhouse, which is coming out soon. The review, not the film, obviously. So yeah. Byron just has to write it up. Yeah,
cheers, man. It's in the works, don't worry, kids.
So what, you feel like we're out of time?
Yeah, what are we talking about now?
You want to go?
I'm back, man. Good luck.
Alright, okay. Guys, thanks very much for listening. Keep listening. We're loving the ride. We're loving the road, man.
That was just a bit of a ramble, that entire episode.
We're loving the journey, yeah. But I thought it was a good one, worth doing. I feel like it's a good subgenre. You might disagree.
Yeah.
Just agree, man.
I'll think about it. All right.
I've been Colin Muldoon.
I've been Byron.
The Big Kahuna Podcast. Over and out.